from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I want to hear from Georgia Tech fans as we get this show started. Now, there is some breaking news in regards to the Cowboys. We'll talk more about it in the NFL Blitz. But, Zeno, as we get started, C.D. Lamb has his deal. That is correct. Now it is done, right?
Yep. $136 million over 4 years, second highest paid receiver in the history of the NFL. $38 million signing bonus, four-year deal. I'm sure Dak is happy in the final year, his year in Dallas.
Yeah.
C.D. Lamb's now tweaked hamstring, won't turn into a four-week injury. He'll be back in a week. As all, you know, receivers will be. And either Ja'Marr Chase is smiling or he's really ticked off, as is T. Higgins, because those dudes are up next. However, you know, this is kind of what the Cowboys needed to at least settle the waters a little bit. As I mean, Dak's all but gone, right? We kind of concede that he's at a minimum hitting free agency, that a deal is not going to get done sometime prior to the end of the season. So with that said, you know, the Cowboys at least go into the season knowing that Lamb will be there week one, he's going to play, and their offense should still be something to contend with.
I agree. And long term, regardless of what the quarterback situation is for them, and by the way, did you guys see what Trey Lance did over the weekend?
It wasn't good.
This kid threw 5 interceptions.
In a preseason, how do you not pull him?
That's the thing. In a preseason game?
You're just leaving him out there to keep throwing more?
So you at least know that Lamb is going to be there. Here's the other big piece that they've got to take care of, and we know this, is Micah Parsons. And that is not going to happen this season or before the season starts either. So, you know, you've got a couple of guys that are motivated in different ways. Parsons been great. 3 years, first team All-Pro. Dak, runner-up last year for the MVP. And CeeDee Lamb gets his bag. I'm happy for CeeDee Lamb because I said the numbers he put up last year, everybody says, well, he ain't Tyreek Hill. Yes, he is. Last year, go look at his numbers. They were equal and in some cases better than Tyreek Hill. So that being said, that news is out there and it's done. 404-726-0929. I want to talk to you about Georgia Tech. And Turtle is in today. He's our executive producer. Oren is our engineer behind the glass. 404-726-0929. What are your expectations now after this win? Because we've been talking about Brent Key taking things over, how we felt like things were changing and turning, and I think you saw it firsthand in this game over the weekend. Here's the thing for me, Zeno, that stood out. 190 yards rushing for Georgia Tech. They stuffed it down.
Run the ball.
Florida State's throat. They were physical. And they did pretty much on the ground what they wanted to do. And by the way, for everybody that doesn't know this, thank you, Coach. Florida State and their D-line is considered to be one of the best in the ACC, and they got clowned. So,
run the ball.
That defensive line also did not have any sacks against Georgia Tech. I'm just here to tell you, for whatever you think, thank you, Coach. Tech was the last few years. With 7-6 and 7-6, I think, Zeno, the expectations should be off the charts because their defense was improved. They only gave up 40 rushing yards in the second half. The defense looked like it's taking the next step.
That's the real – again, we were just talking about it before the show. For those who weren't keeping score last year, Georgia Tech had the third worst run defense of any team in the country, 128th out of 130 teams. And they only gave up 98 rushing yards on the ground. You know, some people, and Florida State fans, feel free to chime in on this, would disagree with the play calling and not sort of unleashing DJU and allowing him to do a little bit more. But the idea that they held Florida State to 98 rushing yards. Again, not only were the third worst rush defense, they were the 10th worst overall defense in the country last year. They're bringing Tyler Santucci from Duke.
Big.
Now, some of my hesitation with Georgia Tech in the game was, you could bring Tyler Santucci in, but you ain't bringing all the players from Duke last year. Like, you still got the same guys who gave up all those rushing yards for the most part, excuse me, save a couple of transfer portal guys. For them to hold them to 98 was impressive.
It was great. Here's the other thing, and Georgia Tech fans, hit me up. 404-726-0929. I want to know what your real expectations are, because you guys sometimes go up and down, or sometimes you disappear. You should be standing up tall knowing that Georgia, the state of Georgia, owns Florida State. Georgia beat the out of them, beat the brakes off of them last year at the end of the year. I don't want to hear about excuses. And then you start this year and Georgia Tech goes over there and handles business. Here's the other thing that Brent Key did, and this is what I'm loving. You know what? They got all this high-flying, all these wide receivers that have transferred in, and DJU, who, by the way, is below average. Below average. And this whole notion, by the way, where, oh, I don't talk about student-athletes. They're not student-athletes. These guys are getting paid more than most of you will get paid the rest of your life. I'm done talking about that whole student-athlete thing. DJU is below average. With that said, Brent Key, Zeno, 7 drives each. 7 drives. Think about this. You had the ball 7 times. You limited possessions against Florida State, and Georgia Tech's last 2 drives, guys, 11 plays, 89 yards, touchdown. The 12-play, 49-yard drive that sets up the game-winning field goal.
Run the ball.
Physical. They just beat Florida State up. Florida State's not that good. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
They're just not. 404-726-0929.
Run the ball.
And the thing that I love the most is that they didn't shy away from it. Georgia Tech says, we're as big as you, we're as physical as you.
Run the ball.
And we have more mental strength than you do. That's what this came down to. Florida State had 1 scoring drive in the second half.
Run the ball.
1. If you're not up on Georgia Tech, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell you. 404-726-0929. Follow us on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow the show at Dukes and Bell 929. You can hit Mike up as well at Mike Bell ATL. He's still crying. And Zeno, give him your address.
At Mark Zeno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-O.
All right, guys. Want to hear from you guys. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.